Gross. Push it to the
Welcome back, everybody. It's Ovid and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
I'm just hungry.
Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We were laughing during the break, Marcos, over a Tyreek Hill tweet.
Ah, always he entertaining.
He was commenting on Cam. It was one of these fake rumors that hits the Twitter mill. It was from NFL Rooms, and it says former Carolina Panthers QB Cam Newton was spotted at the Miami Dolphins practice, per multiple reports. Unclear if he was talking to some teammates that were friends or what the reasoning was. And Tyreek Hill comments on the post. He goes, "This team already has too many kids."
Yeah, he would be the one to say that too.
He would be the one to say that. He's like, no one's gonna match me. I didn't know Cam Newton has 8 kids.
Oh,
and he has said that he wants to. I think this was the thing that went viral pretty recently. He didn't. He has no desire to get married, but he does want a lot more kids. There you go.
I remember Cromartie. Antonio Cromartie was a story back then that had a lot of children as well.
Oh yeah, with the Jets.
Yep, man. He couldn't name all of them. That was the Hard Knocks viral moment.
Oh, God, it's bad.
That's so bad.
That is bad. Says he has 14 kids. Wow.
That was what my wife was watching this show. It's like about, what are the people who help you back in pregnancy back in the midwives? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Nurses
yeah.
who would help you deliver the baby.
Yep.
And it was like some high family, and they had 25 kids.
Whoa. Oh, so they're just professional breeders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think at that point.
At some point, like.
You're pregnant for 25 years.
To go into retirement, that's pregnant for 25 years.
I know.
Yeah, for sure. No, you're like, 9 months, and then you probably have a couple months of downtime. You're putting up good numbers in
that's
the
your job. Putting up, what do you say? He putting up good numbers. Her is great.
9 months. You think about it. That's LeBron. That's LeBron's career. 9 months.
So she like this is she playing basically hockey 25 years.
Pretty much.
Excellent career.
9 months.
Man, so idea of a third. I was like,
yeah.
A lot of coverage, you know?
A lot of coverage.
Oh, you
can't go
man-to-man
defense. You got to go down zone. That's tough.
I've heard going from 1 to 2 is really drastic, but someone mentioned going from 2 to 3 is like, you kind of get it.
But, yeah, I'm sure. But then again.
See, I don't know because I already had, like, when I got into the mix, I already had one already over the, you know, past all the young, not sleeping stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you never know which kid has, like, more drama when they're.
That is true.
You know, when they're.
And one was a like, boy.
My son had a, like, you know, it wasn't just even just the feeding. Like, he had to nebulize him, like, because he had bad lungs when he was really little.
Yeah.
So.
His lungs work fine now.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
That's good.
I'm glad.
But, anyway. We are here at Panthers Media Day. The champs, they're getting back to work. Practice tomorrow, preseason this weekend. We've had a fun show today. If you guys have missed any of the action, we got Sergei Bobrovsky coming for you later this hour. He joined us earlier. Him and I shared a moment. You know, he stopped. He turned. You know, he saw me in the hallway.
First of all, Sergei's heart didn't stop when he saw you.
I think it did.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm telling you, it was a moment. We had a moment.
That didn't happen.
It's funny how your world works through your eyes, and your world works through other people's eyes.
Like a gas
mental message of some sort.
Yeah,
I will say this, and this is the honest truth. Sergei talks to us, or especially you, unlike he talks to anybody else.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not, you know, he's just that not that way.
You've given him a safe space.
That's my guy.
Safe space?
Uncomfortable.
Safe space.
Well, that's the funniest thing about it, man, is, like, it started off so awkward the first time. because, you know, when we started doing the Sergei Bobrovsky interviews, for those who don't know the story, he was, you know, he just got here, he signed the big deal, and we were doing mornings, and that was it. You know, we were done. Lever and I were doing 6 to 10, and then we were done. I didn't know, like, what that was like, because I was always doing producing the mornings and then hosting in the midday. Mm-hmm. So I had all this time. So I'm like, I think I'm going to go boots on the ground to some places. And, you know, we heard that. I heard that accent, that first interview, that first press conference that I had. Oh, I got to go talk to that guy. And so I'm at the old Panthers practice facility, and Adeline, who is their PR person, she was totally, you know, accepting of the idea of, like, hey, you know, we'll talk to Bob, see if he's into it. And he was into it. He's like, yeah, I'll do some interviews. I just got here to Florida. What's up? Whatever. Let's do it. And but he is, as people don't know about this, like, he is diligent with his routine.
Yes.
He does things on his terms. Like, he and focus. The whole point, when we were a morning show at the time, Marco. So the first idea was, oh, you know, he was going to come on. I was thinking, oh, he'd call in at like 9:30 or something like that. And he goes, I'm like, yeah, you know. So he goes, so when do you want to do these interviews? He's like, when do you want to do these interviews? I'm like, well, we're on in the morning, and, you know, like 9 o'clock-ish, 9:30. I was thinking, he goes, mornings, no good. And I was
okay,
like,
well.
Okay. I was like, well, no biggie. Well, you know, listen, I'll come in, we'll record it, and then we'll air it the next, you know, the next day, you know, whatever's on your terms. I don't want to push you, whatever. He goes, and he, like, just looks to the PR person. He looks at him. Then he looks back at me, and he goes, uncomfortable.
Was like, wait, was that his safe word?
He said that?
To me. Yes.
Was that his safe word?
Right in front of me. I don't know. In the locker room, in the Panthers practice locker room. Uncomfortable.
Just you think he remembers that?
I don't know.
We got. You know what? We have to ask him.
No, but he will. But I will say this. There's a lot of people ask the interview. He will always say yes to Toby.
We weren't supposed to get him today.
Well, you possibly gave him a good response after that whole uncomfortable situation.
Nobody else wanted to talk to him.
And now he just...
Now it's to that.
Yeah. We've come full circle.
You have...
Really? Are you bleeping kidding me?
What?
A grown man ain't going to go to another grown ass man.
He turned around. He came to say hi. Give me a hug.
This is as far as it went.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you don't realize that's a big deal for
no,
Russia.
It is. Yeah. Like, it's like, man, you could just tell he really likes Tobin. Tobin has supported him the whole time.
Yeah. And by the way, after that uncomfortableness.
I like him, too. He made me a lot of money.
He did. He bastard.
Let's not. Bring that
the first interview that we did, remember I had to recreate the Bobrovsky because he was going into Russian saunas on Instagram?
Yeah.
And so I put myself in a toga and a Russian sauna hat. And so the first interview that we had with him, I show him the picture. I said, hey, how do you think I did in recreating this? And he goes, this is you? And he was like, that's not a hat that I have on. He goes, that's a Russian teapot. It keeps the tea hot. In the-
oh.
So, but he's like, I was just being silly. I was just being silly.
Wait. So he was cool with that.
Yeah.
But not
cool. What's over the, no, like, well, as long as you let him work out on his terms, he's like, I gotta work out. If, as long as it's on his terms and his time, he is cool. Yeah. But if you're messing with his morning routine, uncomfortable.
That's so funny. I wouldn't know how to respond.
Right. Oh.
What made it worse was I was there next to Dave Hyde, who I think was trying to get an interview with him too. So I'm being like humiliated in front of a legendary South Florida columnist.
Well, everybody has pretty much learned you go for the silly.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I even tried to see you sneak yesterday. Doug Blagan's like, you still got the gooseies? And he's like, yes, I'm excited.
But I know that. See, that's why I miss Lomberg. Lomberg would bathe
throw it out there, dude.
Lomberg, when
don't
he dropped the gooseies galore.
Name.
Gooseys. I know.
Oh, yeah.
You miss him?
Still hurts, yeah.
Not perusing around here, doing his thing.
And when I see him with another uniform, I'm going to be devastated.
Yeah. We'll take a break here. Coming on up, we'll mix things up. Coming up next.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
It's Tobin and Leroy Roy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Autumn Oil. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar.
Oh, you heard my note?
Sports talk.
Oh.
With the WQM on-air staff. And the Heat's Duncan Robinson. The Dunkyard Dog is going to be there. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with the WQM on-air staff. Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's no way better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit CohenandJudah.com to see partner reviews. Froggy, let's mix it up, huh? What do we got today, Marcos? What?
Every time we say my name, it's just...
You're just waiting for it?
Yeah, I'm waiting on it.
Waiting on the frog jokes.
We've heard a lot from the world champion Panthers players today.
Yeah.
As the gang is live from the new Ice Den.
Mm-hmm.
One person we didn't get a chance to see, just because he was in and out early, that would be Paul Maurice.
Oh, the best.
Yes, we wanted to know, we were wondering what he did spending time with the Cup. This morning he was on with Joe Rose. This is what he had to say. This is Paul Maurice.
Well, I bet you there. I truly there are fans in Florida who spent more time with the Stanley Cup than I have in the last summer. It was, you're 100% right. Like, my wife would just be flipping. I don't really, I'm not really into the social media, but we were just kind of following the Stanley Cup, but where the guys were taking it all over Florida. So, you know what? Good for them. Like, Dmitry Kulikov gets his cup day, and he has it here, and he brings it over to the practice rink, and he shares it with a bunch of kids. They're never going to forget that, right? Yeah. They will never forget that day.
Yep.
And that's the kind of guys that we have. So, we're you know, what's funny about this is it's this kind of great big love-in right now because of what we've experienced. And when you walk by a guy in the hallway, there's a smile that you get to exchange with them, and it feels special. But there's also something different. When you talk to them, it's... they're looking forward to camp. Nobody says that when they know how hard it is, you know.
Right.
But they want to get back out there with each other to push again. So I this is not going to be easy. I mean, I've told everybody there's no such thing as a hangover. When your hockey team comes back into shape and you're physically stronger than you were at the start of last year, there's no hangover. What it is going to be the perception of it. So what will happen is we'll lose a game in November that we've lost in each of our last 2 years, and people will say, well, they lost because the expectations of us on every single night, the result is a positive. It's there because we won for sure. But what our expectation is the hard. How hard do we play? How hard do we compete? How well do we handle our adversity?
Wow. I love that guy.
Paul Maurice.
Yeah, I was listening to it this morning.
You're right, dude. We were like, when is his day with the Cup? Apparently, he didn't get one.
He didn't get a day?
I mean, it just seems like what he was saying, that everybody else had an opportunity except for him.
That I did like, that was, what I think, my favorite part of the Bob interview when we talked about his day with the Cup.
Yeah.
And that he has too much respect for the Cup to eat out of it. Like, he thinks, like, the idea of people eating out of the Cup.
And you had to do your normal Tobin thing. Oh, you wanted to put the white gloves on?
But that's how he looked at it. He, like, you could see in his eyes. Like, he's thinking about the glove.
Dude.
Right? What? He's thinking about the Cup next to his fireplace.
Here's where somebody goes. Here's where Tobin goes. Every situation. Right?
Do you think during his time with the Cup, he just cleaned the Cup?
I think so.
Dusted it off.
Like it's a Mustang. He's like
hey, don't touch that like that.
Circular motions only.
Comes back and he's like, Sergey, you're the first person that's ever returned the cup cleaner than it got sent to you.
It's him. There's a lot of respect there.
What else you got, Marcos?
I'm not sure if you guys saw this interaction this past Saturday between Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders. And it was with Colorado State quarterback, insert name here,
You don't know his name?
Nah, I probably should, but...
I do remember there was a lot of bleep talk last year between, because the Colorado State got after Colorado for, oh, you're just doing this for Instagram likes and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. So there had been some exchange, like you had mentioned, between the two. So following the Colorado victory over Colorado State, usually players go and shake hands. Instead, Shador hit him with a keep that same energy kind of vibe and mentioned all the crap he was talking on Instagram. It was a moment that went viral because, you know, anytime you have those unsportsmanlike kind of moments, they always try to make big stories out of it. Shador got to address it. This is him answering on why he refused to shake his hand.
Getting in the game. Hey, bro, you the one posting all that on Instagram, bro?
Didn't shake his hand, bro. That's a good sportsmanship, bro.
Nah, I ain't for throwing no rock and tuck my tail.
Nah, you supposed to let people talk about you and talk about your family.
Yeah, I just got to let them just...
Yeah.
You know, I'm a human too, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm a human too.
Nah, you're supposed to just...
I'm not.
Take a role no one else is supposed to ever take a life, so... It is what it is.
Skin in the game. Hey, bro, you the one posting all that on Instagram, bro?
Didn't shake his hand, bro.
Look, I never have a problem with this after a competition. If there was bleep talk and somebody wants to keep rub it in your face or not squash the beef, it's nice. Like, my thought of it is always this. It's nice when it happens, but it's not a requirement. Like, for the example, this past weekend, Canelo beat the holy snot out of Edgar Belanga, right? Who talked a lot of bleep. Talked a lot of bleep to Canelo, and Canelo fought him, and he embraced him afterwards. Like, he fought him to respect, and Canelo gave it to him. That's cool, but he's not required to do it. I don't find this need that just because the battle's over, you have to all of a sudden like the person. It's nice, but it's not required. I don't care. Like, if he still feels that way, he still feels that way. Don't talk bleep about him.
I never understood the simple fact that, especially in the fight game, y'all talking trash to promote this fight for months. Y'all almost getting the fist fights and all these news conferences and these pressers. One guy gets knocked out. And y'all want to dap each other up and hug afterwards? Hell no.
Yeah.
I'll get you. Let me get well first. I don't have no problem with that.
I like when Khabib had Conor up against the cage and he can't do anything with him. And he goes, let's talk. Let's talk now. Let's talk. Bah. You want something to say? Bah. And then Connor
that's
goes.
Just it.
And Connor walks back to the corner. And goes. It was just business. Not for Khabib.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, and it's always the guy that get his face caved in that gives him a little more incentive, right? I don't know. What is that?
I don't know. You've been like on a Twitter run here, just like watching the For You page.
Right. But so like yeah. So like Khabib is from a different place.
Yep.
You don't come at him like that.
Right.
Connor thinks he can say whatever he want, and then y'all just going to dap it up. But if Connor lose, he ain't going to stop talking trash. So he beat him up. And he said, not talk. Talk now. That's a different breed of person.
Definitely.
So you got to be careful with that.
Give us one more, Frog Boy. What do we got?
Another interaction that happened post-game between young quarterbacks. Although this one in the NFL, and this one seemed to have all the good intent behind it, but now is being perceived by some as an awkward interaction between the two.
Okay.
The two quarterbacks I'm referring to is Caleb Williams, the Chicago Bears quarterback, and CJ
Stroud. Oh, I saw this.
Quarterback of the Houston Texans. Following the game, CJ Stroud had some words of encouragement for Caleb Williams. The audio has been released. This is what it sounded like.
Good job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're gonna be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah. All right, boy. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Yeah, Caleb Williams had no time for that.
Yeah, so
hey, dude, you're not Peyton Manning. I don't need you to treat me like a child.
That's the thing that everyone is mentioning.
I always wonder about that, right?
It's good advice.
I always wonder about that. It's good advice, but
the last person
you're a year older than me.
The last person I remember giving this advice. The last person I remember giving this advice
in the league.
Yeah, I get you.
The last person I remember giving this advice in the league, and he actually turned out to be right, probably the only thing that he's been spot on with, is Trevor Lawrence. He said that something similar to that to Anthony Richardson. He's like, hey, you got to stop taking hits. Like, you're not going to last like that. And sure enough, like, Anthony Richardson did get hurt, like, very shortly thereafter. But you can see on the face of Caleb Williams here, he's got no time for this.
No time.
Nope.
No time.
No time.
But no time. Everyone's like, we're the same age, dude.
I just think certain, like, it could come across weird. Like, a lot of times they just do this because it's after the game. But you have to understand, he was the number one pick in the draft. There's a certain level of confidence that he goes into it with. And then you basically coming over there and telling him he ain't doing it right, or he need to work on this, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It comes across like you using that moment to show you're a mentor and you're just a year older than me. So I get it. If ever I said something to somebody, it was always off on the side.
Right.
Like, I don't want, if I have any advice for you, it's for you. It's not to make myself look good. We have too many people, and it's not just athletes. It's everybody. We have too many people that are doing things not for the good of the person they're doing it for, but because of how it makes them look.
Right.
Right? And so that's just it's a bad look. I'm not saying he's doing that, because normally the older quarterback will do that to the younger quarterback every time they meet in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
So he was just trying to say something nice and positive.
If it's somebody 5 years in who wants to say that to him, you know, I get that. But, like, it's like, all right, CJ, get out of here.
Yeah, neither one of y'all, he ain't throw a touchdown pass all year. What you saying? Keep doing what you're doing? Yeah, they're going to be 3-14.
Well, a man who's got to keep doing what he's doing, and he does that, the Cats will be in another good position. Sergei Bobrovsky, Florida Panthers champion goalie, and a man with great eyes. You know, just a fantastic – what?
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 There you
what
go. You got – see? Look, right here. Right here. Look. Right here. Right here. Right here.
You're
too much.
Sergei Bobrovsky, if you missed him, he joined us right at the start of the show today, but he joins us next.